You wanna know my occupation? I get paid to rock the nation. Rolling.
Hold it now.
From our Washington, D.C. studios, or are you in New Hampshire?
No, man, but you know I'm not going to New Hampshire. Not a lot of people there for me. In Atlanta, where there are some people and soul food. Yes, indeed.
Oh, you're in Atlanta?
Yeah, we're doing our election coverage out of Atlanta. We normally do it out of New York, and they're building a studio in D.C., but so we're doing out of Atlanta just like last week.
Okay.
So looking forward to tonight in New Hampshire. I've been trying to get a DJ in the studio, Tom. It's not like we're going to be talking about a whole lot of stuff. Romney will win New Hampshire. So we're trying to spice it up a little bit. So that's what we're trying to do. I'm trying, man.
After all, you're on for 5 hours.
5 hours, Doc. It was turned to CNN After Dark last week. I'm trying to spice it up. You know, James Carville.
I don't need a DJ with this. I don't.
Look, James Carville's from Louisiana. He'll be mixing drinks.
I want the news. I don't want serpent hand to be serpent.
Romney wins in New Hampshire.
Boom, there you go. 4 hours and 59 minutes
left. That took
all
of 3 seconds. Now?
There you go.
That took all of three seconds.
You nailed it. I mean, come on. And then, of course, if we put her to sleep, she'd be like, man, this is not exciting. Like last night's boring-ass football game. All right. Tom, today in Atlanta, the family of Robert Champion will be holding a news conference talking about their lawsuit against Florida A&M as they continue to move forward with the investigation there into the circumstances of his death. Yet in the nation's capital, Congresswoman Frederica Wilson will be actually sponsoring a bill, an anti-hazing law on the federal level. She joins us right now. She, of course, many of you know her as the woman of a thousand hats, cowboy hats. She's always sporting the cowboy hats. She won't tell us how many she has, but she has a ton of them. Congresswoman, so you're sponsoring this bill. What do you hope to achieve with a federal law that is an anti-hazing federal law? What do you hope to achieve?
Well, we hope to curb or stop some of the deaths and all of the demeaning behavior and the beatings that have occurred across the nation. This is an epidemic. It's not just FAMU. It's not just bands. It's universities, clubs, high schools, et cetera. But we're going after the colleges and universities, and we're going to talk about and research how students can lose their financial aid eligibility for hazing.
Now, what else would be in the bill? Because, I mean, obviously, when you talk about a federal law, that extends all across the nation. And if I'm correct, if it's a federal law, it's only going to apply to those receiving public funding, correct? It would not affect private universities, or would it?
It would. It's an individual law for students themselves, not universities. And about 90% of students who attend college nowadays, with the cost of tuition, et cetera, that's about 90% of students.
So you want to pull the financial aid if a student is what? If they're convicted? Because obviously you have allegations, and so how will it work?
I haven't been back to Washington since to work with Mr. Holder on this or the education secretary. But what I'm thinking is, if you are present at a hazing event, that your student aid, and you are sanctioned by the university, that your student aid would be suspended right then.
Just the student, not the entire program.
The entire school. Just the people who are there. Let me give you an example.
So in the case of Florida A&M with this young man here, everyone who was on that bus.
Yes, yes.
Their student
everyone
loans.
Whether they participated. Okay.
No, not participated.
But everyone who
present.
Was on the bus.
Everyone who was on the bus who witnessed it and were not able to come forward to the administration, to the president, or whoever else was investigating, they would be sanctioned by the university. And immediately, their financial aid would be lost.
Will this impact more African-American students than white students?
Oh, no. By and large, we've had more incidents of hazing on white colleges and universities than black. I mean,
very true.
We have all the statistics. All of the deaths that have occurred mostly have been on white university campuses. It just appears that when something happens on a black campus that's negative, it gets all blown out of proportion. Mm. But in Florida, we had a death at the University of Miami in 2001. And Chad Meredith was a young man who was made to drink liquor. And then he had to cross a lake, and he died. Because of that, that was a part of hazing. He's a white young man. He was in a white fraternity. And I helped craft a bill for the state of Florida, and it makes it a third-degree felony. So you can go to jail in Florida for this. Of course, they had lawyers, and they got out of it, et cetera, et cetera. And the family sued the University of Miami and got $12.6 million. After passing that bill in 2005, in 2006, there was another rash of hazing across Florida. So nothing seems to stop these kids.
All right. Well, Congresswoman, we'll surely be paying attention to what this bill will entail, and we'll be following it to its conclusion. Congresswoman Frederica Wilson, we certainly appreciate it. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.